Welcome to Night of the Living Geeks. If you geek out over it, we've got a podcast for it.
Yeah, I mean, my White Russian was pretty strong, so.
It's just sad, though, like, that a beer gets me buzzed now.
I used to be a 2 or 3 beer person, but ever since I started taking the Lexapro, it hits me a lot harder, so now 1 and I am done.
Having a nice Trader Joe's lemon beer. It's actually really fucking good. I usually don't like flavored beers, but this is really good.
I'm broke, so I haven't been. I've been drinking water. I've been going to Safeway and buying their flavored waters for 69 cents for a liter.
69.
What a nice price. All right, anyway, we'll get started then. Yeah, because this episode, I don't know if there's going to be too much to say about it. But anyway, hello, hi, how's it going? Welcome to Outwit, Outplay, Outcast, a Survivor podcast on the Night of Living Geeks Network. I am a host named Nick. Over there is Andy.
Hey, you can follow me at Jolly Andy.
There. See, finally you say things I don't even have to prompt. Although there's that awkward silence of a couple seconds while you figure out what you're going to say. And then over there is Brian.
Yeah. Hi.
Good job.
The awkward silence was my wife was right next to me, and I feel like such a shill saying my Twitter handle. My wife's gonna be like, "The fuck wants to follow you?"
It's fine. It's all good. Anyway, this was episode 5 of the season. No, sorry.
Yeah,
we're doing episode 5. No, this was episode 5. Sorry.
No, that was episode 5. We're doing episode 6.
This is episode 5. It's going to be our episode 6. I have them numbered in a weird way. Right. The past will eat you alive, which is true, but also at the same time has nothing to do with this episode. Like, it was something that Ben said for sure, for real and for sure, but usually they try and take like a quote from the episode that relates to who got voted out or their situation, but Rourke's past didn't really have anything to do with anything, aside from maybe the fact that they hadn't voted any healers out, so she drew the short straw.
I feel like that's what made Ryan switch.
Yeah. That sucks. Like, I mean, I really liked Rourke. She impressed me with her application. Is that the right word for it? She impressed me with her biography. That's what I was going to say. But, you know, the first couple episodes, she didn't say or do a whole lot because the healers were winning, so there was no need for them to focus on the healers. So she ended up kind of just, you know, looking like camouflage on camouflage. So we never really got a chance to see much of her until this episode, and that was my clue of like, oh, I have a bad feeling. And sure enough, there was some hope. Because it was down to her or Chrissy, and so there was some hope in that maybe because Chrissy got some attention early in the season, they were just throwing this as a bluff. But no, Chrissy stays, Rourke goes home, and again, she didn't do anything wrong. She just, she was the only healer on a tribe without any other support.
But she also didn't do anything right, because this is kind of a mirror for last week, when last week we had two healers, two heroes, and one hustler by himself. And the hustler managed to somehow maneuver himself, or just happened to have become the swing vote, because his name didn't get caught up. So Devin was able to be in a position of power. It got taken away by Jessica, but he was put in that position. And here, Rourke could put herself in that position, too. This is 2 and 2 and 1. You know, be the swing vote. Like, go to one of the two and say, hey, let's do this. But I think Chrissy took the narrative from the beginning, and Rourke was not concerned about moving herself into the middle. She was just more concerned about getting Chrissy out, if that makes any sense. And you gotta reposition. You can't just be like, no, you're wrong. I never said that. See, that's not true.
Now, unfortunately, I don't think we're ever going to know for sure what happened. Well, maybe when the post episode interviews go up or whatever, but I'm not going to read those, so I'll never know. But we'll never really know what happened because they didn't show us Rourke talking to JP or to, not Mike, Ryan. Correct me if I'm wrong, but did they show Allie talking to Ryan? I feel like she talked to him.
Yes, sure. Allie was the one who wanted to get up Chrissy.
Okay, so I think that Rourke was hoping that Allie could convince Ryan of her usefulness and all that, and that they should get rid of Chrissy, who was the right choice. Chrissy, by all rights, Chrissy should have gone. She didn't. Only because you need to hammer out, you need to get rid of at least one healer.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, okay. this was a good episode from the standpoint of things happened. It was a frustrating episode, though, for me to watch. In the good way, the good kind of frustrating, because it's like, here's someone that I would like to see more of getting voted out. Not really, kind of unjustly almost, because Ryan screwed up in the reward challenge. He was awful on that thing. Chrissy was pretty useless in the immunity challenge. I mean, she forgot, like, she had to take a break so she could take her shoes off. We're already behind the eight ball on that thing, and she just threw them further behind it. She should have gone. She was not a useful person, and now somebody that is interesting is gone through a set of circumstances that was completely beyond their control. Like, we say, oh, she didn't really do much. It's like, she didn't have a chance to do much. This was literally the first time she went to tribal council.
Yeah, it's the curse of having been on the Heroes Tribe who never lost.
Hey, remember last week when I was like, when Rourke was talking to the camera and I was like, what are you so worried about, dummy? It's going to be 2-2. She's just going to pick a side. She's definitely not going to go home.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah. You are a lot too, though.
Uh-huh. Who wins all the bets?
Yeah, who's won more fantasy seasons?
Not you. You're tied for first.
For now.
Yeah, and we're both doing better than you, though, buddy. That's right. I'm tied for
whatever.
First for now.
I'm going to win this one, and then... So.
Yeah, what I think is interesting, though, is, like, Ryan sucked in the challenge, and Chrissy sucked in the other challenge, but Ryan's name never gets brought up, probably because he fucked up in a reward challenge, and that, you can be more forgiving in a reward. It sucks that you didn't get the coffee, but, you know, it's not like somebody's going home because of that. Somebody's going home because Chrissy fucked up, so that automatically gives it more weight, but I find it interesting how if you have the grit, the never get up, never give upness, you know, like, he could have stopped and not gone back for the ball for the fourth time, you know, but he did. And so, you know, cheers on him. You know, like, you can severely fuck up a challenge as long as you do it with grit. And that somehow absolves you. Although I would say, you know, if it's four times, you learn.
No. The difference was, that
ball. I don't care how much grit you have, learn.
the difference was, like, he didn't have a choice to pass it off to somebody else when he was fucking up. She did, and then she's like, does anybody else want to do it? And then she just keeps going anyway. After, like, yeah, we'll do it for you right now. And then at fucking tribal, she kept lying about it. Nobody said anything. Like, no, Rourke kept saying, like, oh, I'll do it right now. Can I do it, please? And she's just ignoring her. Well, there's been one person on every fucking tribe so far that's done that. What the hell is that all about?
Gotta put Team on my back.
Ugh. I hate that feeling.
Well, and I feel, I mean, that's also, Rourke was not as forceful as they were last week with Patrick. Lauren, like, was, like, stepping up as she was saying it, like, get the fuck off and let me throw some goddamn sacks. But in this one, Rourke was just, they were like, you want to check it out? And Chrissy was like, I don't remember if Chrissy initiated the one to check out or if somebody else asked that. I don't know. But Rourke, just charge up there. Just do it. Just shove Chrissy off and do it. At a certain point, if you really think that that person is going to be the reason that you go to tribal, do something. You know?
Like the way JP literally just picked Ryan up and threw him on the mat.
Yes! Do something.
Oh, that was wonderful. Just picking him up like a bag of luggage.
I'm really happy I have JP in my eye. I was thinking about dropping JP last week, but I'm happy I kept him. I think he's going to be good.
I'll say this, though, about the Yellow Tribe's performance in the Immunity Challenge. They had a terrible strategy to begin with, because they pulled those bags of rice, and they did all of the work and everything, and then they had JP run each one across the balance beam. They were just sitting there at the other end while he did everything on that. Like, they could have at least put somebody... Because I feel like the rule was, as soon as the bag hit the ground, they could put another person onto the balance beam, and then they could start walking. Even if they fell off, like, halfway through, then they could have JP go a second time. Like, they could have saved some time, and maybe have stood a chance, but they were so far behind in that whole challenge because of their bad strategy. Mm-hmm. I'll also say that because they were so far behind, if I was Rourke, I don't know if I would have offered to sub in for Chrissy. Because if you're going to take away the challenge from someone like that, you would damn sure better win.
Well, or at least do better. You know, I I see where you're coming from, but I you have to at least do better to not have the target move to your back. But I do agree with you that she should have just not done anything. Like, if Chrissy wants to stand there and just keep doing it, not offer to step down, or if nobody else wants to step, just sit back there. Like, let Chrissy fall on the nut, on the dagger. Just let her do it.
Oh, that would have been so nice. But too late.
How did she think taking off her shoes was going to help? What part if she was falling to the left or right? What the hell does that have to do with her shoes?
You can feel the beam better with your toes. It's yoga bullshit soccer moms are into, and Chrissy's a soccer mom.
Actually, I think Andy might have a point, not with the yoga thing or whatever, but I feel like maybe without without shoes, she'd have been able to get a better grip on the beam.
Well, obviously not. She fell right off just as fast after she took her shoes off.
I mean, I think something matters, but not if you have terrible balance to begin with anyway.
Yeah, that's my point.
If you have borderline balance and you think it might help, then it could be worth it. But if you just suck either way, then you suck either way. I think she thought she was borderline, but she really just sucked.
She wasn't borderline.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is when she's in the moment with adrenaline pumping, I'm sure she thought, that's all it's going to take. I'll take my shoes off. This will work. It'll be better. I can do this. Please, dear God, don't vote me out.
Allie could have
took
done
my
it.
Shoes off. See, you know, Ryan, I feel like a lot of them could have done it.
But by now, you know, especially judging from the people taking the, like, I'm going to do this, they'd figure out by now, if you're failing, fucking just let someone else do it.
Yeah. No, I concur. Like, that's the smart thing to do. People really like it when you can admit your weaknesses and just be like, you know what? I can't do this as well as I thought I could. You take over. Don't just stubbornly, no. I'm going to power my way through it. I'm going to do it. No, you're probably not.
See, but that too has a time limit, you know, because if you fuck up too long and then you say, oh, I can't do this, then that removes you from the grit equation. Then you've just wasted everybody's time. If you knew you couldn't do it, you should have gotten down sooner. You know, if you're going to just give up, you should have given up sooner and let somebody else get in there who could do it. I know that's what the narrative would have been. So, yes, Chrissy probably should have, like, tried once or twice and said, fuck this, I can't do it, and give up. But once she did the third and fourth time, no, you're committed. You have to keep trying until somebody removes you. Because otherwise you're the quitter. And quitters never last in Survivor.
I'm going to point out, she didn't seem to understand that. You know why she kept failing? She was leaning forward. You hold it as to help yourself balance. You use those two ropes you're holding, and you lean back on them, like everyone else was doing. You're not going to be able to hold your balance while you're literally changing weight on both arms if you're leaning forward. Schmuck.
That makes sense. I mean, I didn't notice it, but that makes sense to me.
Sure.
It's been a while since I've been on a balance beam, and I've certainly never been on a balance beam while trying to hold two wires to move up a ball.
Yeah, the last time I was on balance beam was at a park with my daughter, and I could not just even walk across a basic balance beam in the park, let alone do some tricks and shit on it.
See, but these ones are, you know, these aren't like real balance beams either. Like, these are like wider than your foot, you know?
Yeah. Well, most, I don't know, all the balance beams I've been on have been pretty wide. Like,
if you don't step off, you know, the middle of the beam, you're fine.
Brian, you and I have to apply together as a pair. Okay. And see if we can do like encourage them to do like a bromance type season.
Why don't you guys just do Amazing Race?
Okay.
Yeah, this I don't is... like that as much.
Because I don't watch that show, I don't know.
Nick, you're sad to see Rourke on, but I didn't really get a connection with her in her video, and I don't know. I feel like there's a lot that happened out there in the interactions that we didn't see, and that kind of led to a different portrayal of these characters. Like Chrissy was insufferable when she went out to vote, and she said, I'm outsmarting smarty pants. Like, nobody likes that kind of tone. Like, I'm smarter than the smart person. No, you're doing something else. It's not that you are outsmarting them as a person. But that message of I'm outsmarting smarty pants, I don't know where Rick Work comes off as a smarty pants. I don't.
Well, a couple You're right that they didn't really give us as much, because there were a couple points where people said, I feel like you're a threat, I feel like you're the most strategic player, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
So there was...
I won't mention that, but we never see that. And
yeah.
That's also something you tell a person to either make them feel more confident, or it's something you say around camp to put a target on somebody that doesn't even necessarily have to be true. A lot of times you can say, I feel like you're a threat in this game. I feel like you're a strategic threat. And you can say it to a dumb fuck who doesn't do anything. And then you put a target on that person's back. Because then all the other people are thinking, well, what is that person? Why does person A think person B is smart when I don't see it? Maybe they really are smart and they're not coming to me, or they're doing it behind my back, or they're doing it secretly. Like, it puts that seed of doubt in people's mind. So just because people are saying, oh, Rourke, you're smart, you're strategic, doesn't really mean she is.
Yeah.
I mean, without that proof, I can't tell. I don't know. I also didn't like Rourke's face.
I don't think it was that. Regardless, though, all right, there was one other thing, important thing that happened in this episode, and that's that Mike finally finds an idol, almost by pure happenstance. Yeah. Like, he didn't need to, he didn't need the clue on the tree or anything. He was just like, he and Jessica were hanging out at the watering well, and she says, she's like, that's the thing I don't understand. She straight up says to him, hey, you should dig for a little while. He's like, you don't mind? Okay. And he just starts digging, like, while she's just drinking water. And it's like, lady, you're a smart player. What are you doing just letting him dig like that?
I don't know why you think she's a smart player, but okay.
Smart enough to not be like, hey, you should just dig for a while I'm taking a drink here.
I'm curious how now he's totally on her side.
I'm curious if she's going to ever tell anybody after her severe disappointment with Cole, if she's ever going to go tell anybody about Mike's. I mean, that's the bill we were sold about the healers, right? Is that they like to, they're people who like to support other people. So if that's true, I totally get Jessica being like, hey, let's, you know, go ahead and start digging. I got your back. It's fine. And that's definitely what Cole did. But you can do that too. That's a legitimate strategy of like, hey, Mike, why don't you dig around? Cause then you can be like, oh, hey, this month, like if somebody stumbles across you, you can be like, hey, I just caught this motherfucker digging. What the hell? You know? And likewise, then you have a piece of information about that person that is incredibly valuable. And you can use that information to paint a target on their back whenever you want, or you can use it to manipulate them. It's definitely better to have the idol, but sometimes it's just as good to just know who has the idol and be their quote-unquote support person or their ally or their confidant. That puts you in a position of danger too, but it's also a position of power for Jessica that she wouldn't have had otherwise. And I'm sure she didn't want to get caught digging around herself.
Dude, don't do that. Don't make it sound like the titles that they gave the people mean anything.
Exactly.
I don't know that they mean anything or not. But
they don't mean anything.
It's what we were told, that how these people were identified by their friends, by their peers. So whether or not, you know, it's just, because this being the stick of the show is slightly more relevant than millennials versus Gen X. Like, let's just randomly divide them in by age and make it an ageism thing. I mean, this is something that was identified about their personalities, maybe not necessarily their professions, but about their personalities by their friends and by their peers. So whether or not X person belongs on the healer tribe versus the hero tribe, I don't know, but there's probably something to it. There's more to it here than there is in a lot of the other gimmicks that we get sold.
Just a little bit. No,
I don't.
I mean, it matters now because the old healer tribe is finally lost one.
All over the place.
Yeah, well, they're all over the place, and they finally lost one. It took a little while.
It matters now because the healers lost a person. But if they had based these tribes on anything whatsoever,
yeah,
it would still matter just as much. Because, yeah, if you have a tribe of six that's been together, they were all together for, what, 9 days, I think, before the... No, sorry. They were together for 6 days before the tribes got shuffled around. Wait. They were together for some number of days before the tribes got shuffled around. I know it was episode 4, but I can't remember if that was... Day 3, it doesn't fucking matter. Regardless, they got shuffled around. They didn't have a whole lot of time to bond based on that. But now let's say that they go to a merge situation all of a sudden. They see five people. Wait. Yeah. I see five people that I had this minor interaction with early on in the game, but it's a natural alliance builder. If you're in a merged tribe, it's very easy.
Yeah, and the fact that they shuffled up and a tribe went to tribal council and there wasn't a healer voted out says to the other healers, if you can hold your shit together, then we can reconnect when this matters. You know, like let's keep these numbers up. But now that Rourke is gone, it sends the message to, like, Joe and who's the one stuck with Joe? Desi, right?
Oh,
it says to Joe and Desi. Yeah, I do too. But it says to them, don't feel like you have to commit to staying with healers now, because we're not, like, it's not a complete tribe. Like, we're getting picked apart just as well as everybody else is getting picked apart. And, you know, they're not communicating very much when they're in tribal challenges and everything. But if I'm in Desi's position and I see Rourke gone, I say, okay, maybe I talk to Devin a little bit more than I would have otherwise. Just a little bit.
Okay.
I was just waiting to see how long it took someone to respond.
Because you know, if you get to the shuffle or the merge or wherever we're getting to and none of the healers are gone, like, it doesn't matter if you like your fellow healers or not. It's an easy, massive alliance.
Oh, right.
Just roll with it until you don't need it anymore. But now that there's one gone, we don't need Joe necessarily next week. Desi can, you know, hop fence and go with Devin and vote out Joe. It's fine. Fuck that guy.
Well, let's see. How many people are left in the game right now? Is it 12? 13?
Sure.
Yeah, it's got to be 13.
It was 18 and 5 are gone, so yeah. It was
11.
13, okay.
What?
Yeah, then it would have been an almost unstoppable alliance, because I was going to say that it all depends on at what point they merge. Like, if they had merged with 13 people and 6 of them were healers, then those 6 healers are going to get voted out just one by one by one by one, because that unity would have been a major liability. But if they merge at 10, then the 6 of them with 4 non-people or whatever, it's really easy for them to go the other way. But it's a moot point now, because now there's only 5. It's kind of actually when,
but it's not easy if it's 6 versus 4, because whoever's number 6 is going to immediately switch.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't think so. It's the simple
time.
Thing.
Have you guys
it's
ever seen the show? Jesus Christ!
It's the path of least resistance to just vote out the four non blondes, and then you stick. Then you just hope for the best and win a challenge or two.
No, that's a really stupid strategy if you know that you're number 6.
No. Number 6 doesn't do that. Number 5 does. Number 6 is number 6.
Yeah, but
in that big of an alliance, because they're just a dumb fuck going along with it. Number 5 has enough brains to jump ship.
The problem is, no. That is, okay, wait, Andy. That's what they should do. But everyone who is number 5 and 6 convinces themselves that they're actually number 3 and 4.
No, they don't. Seriously, you've seen other seasons, right?
Yeah, we don't really get that many. We don't get that many big backstabs. Then again, also they've been monkeying the tribes the last couple of seasons to ensure that this situation doesn't occur. So it's kind of a non issue.
Yep.
Yeah, this was okay. So essentially, there were three things really that happened in this episode. There was Rourke getting voted out, Ryan sucking at the challenge, and Mike finding the idol. Did anything else really jump out at you guys?
No.
Jessica was screaming like she won the lottery when Mike found the idol.
Yeah, that was weird. But that's still...
What are you so excited for? He got it.
This guy got it! For a minute there, I thought that Mike was going to be the one who went home until, you know, the challenge happens and his tribe wins. Because I thought for sure, okay, he finds this thing and then that is the kiss of death. That Jessica would, you know, convince him that he was fine, everything's fine, and then he would get voted out with the idol in pocket. Thankfully, that didn't happen, or else I would have had an even worse week than I already did.
Yeah. You know, I this was a slightly better episode, but I feel like this season is still kind of boring. None of the players that I've been invested in have really done much that mattered. Yeah, I mean, I like Mike. I'm happy he found an advantage, but he still doesn't get screen time. He doesn't. Mm. He's not involved. I mean, he won both challenges. His tribe won both challenges, so we don't get screen time for him. We get a little bit of Allie, but I think we'll get more next episode because her and Ryan were on opposite sides of that decision.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on this one. Like, I feel like this season it is going to get really good. I just don't know when. And every episode that goes by where, you know, it's kind of obvious who's going to go home, or like this one, it wasn't obvious who was going to go home. It was just disappointing who went home. And I feel like that's an important distinction to make, because feeling disappointed that someone goes home shows that at least you cared enough and were invested enough to have that emotion, right? You know what I mean? So even though I'm disappointed with this episode, I liked it because it made me feel disappointed. The other ones are just like, all right, yeah, it's going to be Alan. Oh, it's going to be Patrick, whatever. I didn't care when they got voted off because they were, you know, they had it coming. They did dumb things, dumb moves. What I feel like by the second or the first or second episode after the merge, like, that's when we will know. That's the make or break point of, is this a good season or not? So hopefully, once there's a real merge, which should be coming soon, because I have a feeling they'll merge at, like, 12. That's my guess. So after the next person gets voted out, I think. Regardless, the point being that I feel like that's going to be the make or break point. If stuff doesn't start happening then, I don't know. Please, no more Fiji. I mean, if stuff doesn't happen, then no more Fiji.
There's players I like. I mean, I like Ben. I like Jessica. I like Ashley. I like Joe as a villain.
Oh, I like Allie, Mike and Allie.
Yeah. Ryan, Desi, and Christy, I don't really care much for. JP is quiet. I mean, he's just kind of there. Cole is fun to watch just because
he'll do dumb things. He
tells everybody everything.
Yeah. I mean, there's, like, so I said,
There's interesting characters. We just haven't gotten to see them do interesting things yet.
Yeah. I wonder if part of that is because of the smaller tribes, because they haven't had to really pull any shenanigans on in it. They just need to get, like, think about it. Rourke really only needed one vote because she had Allie's vote. So she only really needed one more vote to survive. But there was just no one to pull that vote from, because Chrissy sure as hell isn't going to vote for against herself. And then, you know, Ryan is going to be sacred self-interest. That's what it's called. Sacro egoismo. And then JP is going to do JP things. JP is not. He doesn't seem that smart. Like, he just trusted Chrissy as soon as she said, oh, yeah, I heard Rourke say all girls alliance. Oh, yeah? Well, she's gone.
Well, I mean, from his position, it makes sense. It's 3-2. It's an easy alliance. Maybe he should have thought a little bit more critically, a little bit more. Yeah. But it's something that's believable.
See, I would have okay, because when Rourke and Chrissy were talking, you know, Chrissy says, I really trust you, I want to work with you, whatever, and then Rourke says, okay, which is the complete deadpan thing that you're supposed to do, because you don't say no. I mean, in her confessional, which they played immediately after she said that, she said, no, I will never work with Chrissy. But it became immediately obvious. Like Chrissy didn't buy it at all.
She has a terrible poker face.
Yeah, she's got a bad. She oversold, like, sure, whatever. I'm super casual. Hello, fellow youths. Cole, I thought maybe he's doing that, but they never showed him say anything. So my assumption is that he legit believed at the drop of a hat, Woman's Alliance, I believe it. I'm dumb.
You mean JP?
Sure, whatever. They're the same guy to me.
See, I keep track because I have the buff dude alliance. I have the buff dude tribe in fantasy, so I remember which one's which. But you just see muscles, and that's all you see, Nick.
All right. Well, we got anything else before we go to fantasy? Just because I think we might be.
Yeah, no, we're drawing this out a bit long. I feel like it's pretty straightforward.
Hey, we're making more hashtag content.
Yeah.
We're dragging it out long. It's only been like half an hour. What are you talking about?
Because we haven't been talking about that long, but I feel like there's not much to talk about.
Well,
here,
like, nothing really happened in this episode.
I know. Yeah, and that's my problem with the season. It's been like,
we're,
it's
looking,
the opposite of the problem I had last year. Like the game changers, they fucked with the good, they fucked with the normal flow too much. You had good players making smart strategic moves that was fun to watch, and there were a lot of monkey wrenches thrown in because game changers, let's fuck with them. And this one, we have boring players doing boring dumb stuff, and the game is not throwing them wrenches at a pace that keeps things interesting. So we've had five episodes, and they've all just been kind of obvious.
This one wasn't immediately obvious.
No, but I mean, like, where's the advantage hidden under a bench, you know, that Michaela is just too pissed off to see?
That was so great.
You know, like,
Devin's advantage was pretty great.
Yeah, that, okay, so it's one.
I was doing quotes in the air, you couldn't see them.
But even then, I don't think that really necessarily affected the outcome that much. He was just going to vote for Joe, and Joe's going to play the idol, and it would have played out the exact same anyway. It was interesting, but it looked cool to watch him get fucked over. Yeah, it looked cool, but it doesn't, I don't know, it didn't change the predicted boring path of the episode. Mm. And Alan wasn't interesting enough to give a shit about anyway. I don't know.
Fantasy?
Some balance here. Yeah, fantasy.
We did have a thing happen that might actually, you know, help our bet about the map, since he found it without the map. Maybe somebody will actually find the map now. Some shit will happen.
That's true. That's the only bet we have on the board, too, is that map forgetfulness. We need to come up with more bets more often.
Yeah, we do.
But it's a boring season, so...
Well, I mentioned when I think the tribes are going to... When it's going to merge.
Yeah, I feel like I could look that up.
Too easy. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I need some easy points, okay?
Hey, those were all up for grabs earlier.
Oh, God, I'm so far behind. All right, get into it then.
Let's see. Let's start with you. You came into this week in last with 21 points. You got 4 from Mike and 3 from Allie. You got the bonus points for Mike because he found the immunity. You got a fat 0 from Rourke because she got eliminated. So that's 7 onto your 21, giving you 28. Brian, you're in second. You came into the week with 30. You got 3 from Ryan, 2 from Desi, 3 from Chrissy. It's 8 onto your 30, giving you 38. Clear 10 points ahead of Nick. I came into the week with 33 and I gained 7. That's 3 from JP, 2 from Cole, and 2 from Devin. So 7 on my 33 gives me 40. Nick, not only are you in last, but you had a player eliminated, so you get the waiver wire.
Yeah, I get my pick of Ashley, Joe, Lauren, Ben, and Jessica. Okay, so actually, I really like Lauren, but I don't know. Like, I need people who I think are... Like, I'm basically, out of these 5 people, I have to pick the one that I think is most likely to win this whole thing. And that's a tough decision to make, because if I lose another player, I'm basically completely gone. I need some.
Well, and I don't know that you're gunning for the person who wins, because I had the person who won last season. I had Officer Sarah, and I still did not win that one. So that doesn't necessarily get you the win.
Well, no, because if the person who wins is on my roster that I pick right now, then that means that they will have survived to the end. And I will start getting points. Like, I need to get points. So I'm going to take... Should I swing for... I think it's down to Ben or Joe. Like, I don't think Joe has the sustainability. He's going to make the wrong move.
You could hedge your bets. Since Mike has the idol and Jessica's the one who knows he has the idol, if Jessica throws him under the bus, you keep one net by him anyway.
Maybe I should just go for the people that I like. You know what? Fine. I'm gonna go with my gut. I'll take Ashley.
Ooh, all right. Play switched Ashley. Putting that in there.
Okay.
All right, Brian, you're next. You have Ryan, Desi, and Chrissy.
You like Lauren, really? Like, she's so fucking negative all the time. I can't stand that. Anyway,
when you were talking about her and Patrick, I thought it was just a thing that I thought it was Patrick's fault. But now she's like talking shit. Who is she talking shit on this episode? Cole and the way he eats. I don't
know. Yeah, right.
She was like, Cole is a disgusting human being. That was monstrous. Thank you for reminding me of that.
I mean, I also hate loud eaters. But I feel like Lauren's going to be the one who finds something wrong with everybody younger than her.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't like Chrissy anymore, so... You know what? I don't mind liars. I hate pathological liars. And she was sitting there at the tribal going, nobody said anything, and she meant it. Yes, they did! God damn it, I hate that! Anyway.
I don't know that she was lying. I think she genuinely retconned her brain.
Exactly. That's what a pathological liar is. Anyway, I'm dropping Chrissy, and I'm going to pick up Marine.
Ah, Ben. Yeah. All right. Well, if I was going to drop anybody, it was going to be for Ben, so I'm sticking to Pat, I guess. I've got JP, Cole, and Devin. I don't feel good about Cole possibly getting medevac next week, but it is what it is, I guess. Yep. Because that leaves... Who's that leave on the bench? That leaves Chrissy, who I don't want. Chrissy, Joe, Lauren, and Jessica. No, I'm good.
Good. Keep in mind
buff dude team. But you know, if my three buff dudes can make it one or two more, I got a good shot at winning a challenge every week. If I have three of the buffest dudes out there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Rodney never won anything.
Got a good shot. Not guaranteed, because there's all kinds of stuff out there. But also, none of these guys are like Rodney. They're actually like...
Yeah, they're actually good at the challenges.
Yeah, not just like, I spend a lot of time in the gym for vanity's sake.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure there's that in there too. But yeah, JP, Cole, and Devin. If you want to know how the scoring works, go to outwitoutplayoutcast.com. On the left, there's a button that says Fantasy Rules. If you click on that, it brings up our scoring. Go check it out. Play with your friends. It's fun.
I'm upset with Devin's parents.
Why?
Okay.
Because they spelled his name with an O. That's not...
Spelled his name like... Maybe he's a Dudley.
Well,
that's how you spell Devin.
No, that's how you spell Devin when it's a woman's name. A man's name is spelled D-E-V-I-N.
No. All right. Yes. I'm calling it. When we're critiquing the spelling of someone's name, we know we have reached peak hashtag content. So... No. We'll see
it's
you
just
guys.
Like Francis and Francis, okay?
We will see you guys next week when someone might get airlifted or not. I have a feeling that it's not going to happen. So, in the meantime.
Not, because they won't show him falling.
Yeah, exactly. They would make it more of a surprise. Anyways, we will see you guys next week. Take care. Wherever you go, we are in your pocket, right there with you. I love you.
Okay.
This has been a Night of the Living Geeks production. For more information and content, visit NLTLG.com.